I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
Welcome back, Ashley, for another week of Act Locally Waco. You can tell we're creeping towards Halloween.
That's right. We've got spooky events sprinkled all throughout the week. Tonight, and again on Saturday night, the Brazos Theater Group is presenting the Rocky Horror Picture Show featuring their nationally recognized shadow cast. Doors open at 9 o'clock with a pre-show at 9:30 and the film at 10. It's BYOB. The snack bar will be open. The Brazos Theater is at 7524 Bosque Boulevard, Suite Q. Tickets are $16. And if you need more information than that, you can visit the Brazos Theater Group website.
The Central Texas Race for the Cure is Saturday morning.
Registration opens at 7, the kids' dash is at 7:50, and then the main 5K steps off at 8:40. Registration is $35, and of course, all proceeds benefit the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Fund. The race will take place at Brazos Park East, which is located just off Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard near the intersection with Herring.
If you're a do-it-yourselfer or just love a bargain, you'll be excited to learn that the Habitat for Humanity ReStore, located in the 1200 block of Franklin Avenue, is having their half-off day sale on Saturday.
Yes, they open at 9, and you'd be smart to come early to beat the crowd because the insiders know that these are great deals.
Okay. From 10 a.m. until 1 o'clock on Saturday, you can participate in a Waco tradition.
One of my favorite October things in Waco is the Walking Tales at Oakwood Cemetery. The Heart of Texas Storytelling Guild organizes this every year. They'll have storytellers stationed all throughout Oakwood Cemetery, ready to tell you the tales of the fascinating and infamous folks who are buried there. Oakwood Cemetery, if you haven't ever been, is located at 2124 5th Street, which is right near the intersection with LaSalle. It's one of the most beautiful spots in Waco, and the tales are always fascinating. It's a great way to learn some of Waco's history, and it's free.
I wish that we were maybe videotaping this so they could see you doing your spooky hands. Tell us about the historic Waco Sitting Up with the Dead.
Yeah, if you are willing to stay up late, the Historic Waco Foundation invites you to their Sitting Up with the Dead midnight tour on Saturday night. Sitting Up with the Dead is an interactive exhibit about Victorian funeral practices and spiritualism. So super spooky. The midnight tour includes a unique view of the historic home by candlelight, a tarot card reader, and much more. The tours will take place from 11 o'clock to 1 a.m. at the McCullough House at the corner of 4th and Columbus. Tickets are $20. With all the rain lately, I know I'm feeling like I want to get out and stretch my legs a little. Sunday is looking like a great day to do that. You have your choice of two walks starting at 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. Waco Walks and Historic Waco Foundation are teaming up to lead a walk in East Waco. We will start at the East Terrace House Museum, which is located at 100 Mill Street, and wind our way through the neighborhood to Taylor Street, Clifton Street, and back to East Terrace, pointing out all kinds of hidden architectural gems, historic churches, significant landmarks all along the way. It will be about a 3-mile walk, and we'll take it at a relaxed pace, so it should be a nice way to spend the afternoon. Your pups are invited as long as you come prepared to scoop the poop. Check the Waco Walks Facebook page for more information.
And at 2 o'clock, you can step up for Down Syndrome.
Right. This was formerly known as the Buddy Walk. It's an event that was developed as a way to reach out to friends, family, co-workers to promote awareness and inclusion for people with Down Syndrome. The walk is free. Walkers will meet up at Hewitt Park, which is located at 801 North Hewitt Drive.
The Waco community is in the midst of collecting information for a community health needs assessment. As part of that work, Baylor Scott & White Health is hosting a listening session for McLennan County residents on Monday night.
They are asking for community members to share their thoughts on the biggest health needs in the community and the best ways to prioritize and address those issues. Please come and share your concerns and ideas. This information will be used to set community health goals and priorities for the next several years. Dinner will be provided. Please register at the Baylor Scott & White Health events page so that they can get a good head count to provide dinner. The session will take place Monday at 5:30 at the Doris Miller YMCA, which is located on Quinn Campus at 1020 Elm Avenue.
On Tuesday evening, the Art Center of Waco invites you to an artist talk with abstract expressionist painter Ty Clark.
Yes, this should be really fun. Ty became a full-time artist in 2014 and moved to Waco from Austin in 2017. And he has a really interesting story. You can come and hear his journey from a budding artist with a day job to becoming a nationally acclaimed full-time artist. He's traveled 5 continents. He's spent time living, serving, creating, learning in over 20 different countries and cultures all around the world. The talk is free and will take place at 6 p.m. at Central Library, which is at 1717 Austin Avenue.
And if you're an entrepreneur or thinking of starting your own business, the Central Texas African American Chamber of Commerce invites you to join them for the Boss Conference on Thursday.
Yeah, this is really a great opportunity for a very reasonable price. Conference sessions will provide useful information for every stage of your business development, from increasing customers to financing your business, everything in between. There will be a special emphasis on how to make use of the resources available in the historically underused business program. The conference fee is $30. It includes conference materials, breakfast, and lunch. It will take place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the City of Waco Multipurpose Facility, which is on Paul Quinn Campus at 1020 Elm Avenue.
Thank you, Ashley, for being here and sharing all this information with us again. Hope you have a great week and a dry week.
Oh, thanks, Brody.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.